Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When we go back in a couple of weeks, we'll go to the place in Chincoteague, Ponytails. Ponytails makes their own taffy, and they actually let you buy it by the flavor. Like they give you.
It's also where Matt Bloom reads to children.
It is.
This
it's
is a true.
Ponytails.
Yeah, it's right on T's Corner. We went into the taffy place, Ponytails, and the kids are having a blast because they've got
my kids.
Oh, they've got all.
We're going to talk about anime.
Lived in a shoe.
The doctors are at the hospital for a, I guess it's a double. They're on call. They
That's
sleep.
Double,
they
yes.
sleep at the hospital. Right?
Yes, they hospital. Sleep.
During daylight hours, Mike. They only sleep during daylight
I
hours.
I heard they have
and rise at night.
Well, I am your anesthesiologist. Understand there has been some trouble with the IV.
The one time I went there on Memorial Day weekend, it was like stand like this in the pool because there were so many grown-ups in it. That was the weekend that I got yelled at for having a hold your breath underwater contest with Rob Chubbuck, and the lifeguards thought we were dying. They said,
wow.
Don't do that. I said, I'm in three feet of water. I think I'm okay.
That's the old Rob, right? That was the old Rob. I'm sure under the influence of Rob's favorite juice.
I don't know that I brought a Gatorade that had vodka in it. I don't know that happened.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Lexington, Kentucky, Valletta, Malta, Stannardsville, Virginia. Is that right? Stannardsville, Virginia. I thought we lost you for a second.
No,
that
I'm
was
here.
A little bit of a delay. Stannardsville, Virginia, Vancouver, Canada, Bel Air, Maryland, a ship cruising the Mediterranean Sea.
Ah, right. Smiles, everyone. Smiles.
Welcome to another episode of Will Rob Make Me Sad Today? Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. I kid because I love, but not really. Anyway, it's the Mike O'Mara
sad.
Show.
I'm
and
confused.
Yeah, just sad.
You should be happy.
I should be happy. Oscar is in Boston. Rob is in D.C. Mm-hmm. I'm in Southwest Florida. And if you will allow me for a moment to pause everything.
Oh, kill the
and
music.
Say to the great United States of America. No, you can keep the music on.
Oh, okay.
The great United States of America, folks. It's time that we, as a nation, begin to care about stuff that matters. If there's anything that I despise about the United States, it's this one thing. Our short-term memory. Our lack of memory. Our phony patriotism. And our inability to not react to something that is relatively in the past. And I mean relatively in the past. Not in the ancient past, but in the recent past. And we just don't get it. And I am here to tell you, we killed the number two guy who is now who was the number one guy in Al-Qaeda. And it didn't make a blip, and I am so mad about the it's not ambivalence. Well, what now? You sound far away. Hello, what happened?
Who what does happened number two, who does number two work for?
Well, we're talking about Ayman al-Zawahiri, who was smoked on the balcony of his little Kabul condo over the weekend. We took out the guy. We took out the mastermind.
I saw the story, yeah.
Of 9/11, and it didn't make a dent. It didn't make a blip. And when we killed Osama bin Laden, it was a massive story.
Yes.
It was in 2011.
Yeah.
It was basically 10 years after 9/11.
Remember
and
weeping.
It was a big deal. This is the guy, by the way, Osama bin Laden was the big, hairy, nasty man that we were, the boogeyman that we were after for all those years that we let get away when we first went in there. But this guy, this Zawahiri guy, was the brains behind this terrorist attack. He was the brains behind the coal. when we attacked the colon. 17 sailors lost their lives with that. He was involved in all of this crap. He of the dented or stained or whatever the hell that thing was on his forehead. This nasty-assed MF-er, whether he was sick or not, he went to his virgins by getting blown up on a balcony. And it is a great day for America because we proved that we have a long memory, that our government will get you. And I think we ought to be singing the praises, but we don't, because what we're doing, we're fighting with each other. And it's so frustrating to me that when we have a big win for the United States of America, that we don't even take a moment to savor it and make a big deal. This story hit on Monday or Tuesday and it was gone.
Gone.
It was gone. And I think we need to make a big deal about it.
It's thank you for highlighting that. Cause I heard the news yesterday and I heard it on talk radio. Just the news talk radio.
I'm pretty sure, am I correct in saying it was hard to find what the day was that it broke? Did it break yesterday? Was that the big? I read most of my stuff about it this morning.
Yeah, the nightly news, I think that's where they covered it, right?
At length,
first story, like full breaking everything down above monkeypox. I haven't had, look, I've been on a plane, train, and automobile getting up here, but for me, I felt like that was getting its due on the news cycle. I just feel like it is. No.
No, I don't think so.
It's gone.
Not because I was in Manhattan on 9/11, and I know what that time was.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, we don't talk about it on anniversaries. We might discuss it. Rob and I might talk about being in Manhattan. But we put it in the back. But with the bumper stickers and, you know, the posters and the memes and la, 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 la. And then we get the guy. And I don't know whether it's because old Joe is the president. I don't know. By the way, sorry if you're keeping track. Okay. You had Obama get, bin Laden. Mm-hmm. And you had old Joe Biden get Zawahiri. All right. If you're keeping track.
Why are we calling him old all of a sudden? You weren't doing this before.
I was calling him that because I like the guy. I'm viewing it.
Oh, so
out of
it's
love.
Like O-L apostrophe.
O-L, yeah.
Old Joe. Okay. But we got him. And the intelligence agencies were able to do their jobs and do brilliant work in identifying where he was.
Yeah.
And this was, look, this guy not only was involved in the coal, which killed the sailors before, he was indicted in the United States for his role in the August 7th, 1998 bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania that killed 224 people.
So he's been at it
This is the evil of evil. This is the guy that was all about blowing up people, innocent people be damned. It doesn't matter. And we got him. And we got him in the worst possible way. You know, and they were saying, well, he might have been in ill health. And I just don't understand why, when we're unified, if this had happened a month after 9/11, it would be front page news and people would be screaming about it and talking about it. But we are so wrapped up in fighting with ourselves in our little unofficial civil war in the United States that we forget when we have the personification of a common enemy, and we got rid of it. And I wanted to say, great day for America.
Thank you for highlighting that. Also, it underscores every bad guy in the world would know is that if you after us, we'll find you.
Yeah.
We'll find you.
You know what this is reminiscent of, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead.
You bring it up, and it's reminiscent of when Great Day in America, when we got our vaccines for COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was so short-lived, the celebration of the fact that
because
we had
found a way to argue amongst ourselves.
Right. We actually, for a few hours, we could have the feeling that we have the upper hand.
How many people has that vaccine kept from dying? It's probably.
Millions. I don't know that you could measure millions. It. You can't measure it.
I don't think
it.
you could measure
tens
it.
Of millions.
Yeah.
For those that might not know, the United States killed Al Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri with a drone missile while he stood on a balcony at his home in downtown Kabul. U.S. officials acknowledged that this had happened, and this is the biggest blow to the militants since Osama bin Laden was shot dead more than a decade ago. Takes a long time to find these slippery bastards, but we find them. Afghanistan's Taliban government has not confirmed the death of Zawahiri. He's an Egyptian surgeon who had a $25 million bounty on his head and, as I mentioned before, coordinated so many of those attacks. Biden said now justice has been delivered and this terrorist leader is no more. He said that on Monday. No matter how long it takes, no matter where you hide, if you are a threat to our people, the United States will find you and take you out. That's right, Joe. I just was so proud. I'm so proud of our intelligence services, and I'm so proud of the people that were responsible. It's not just about killing a guy. It's about proving to the world that justice has a long memory. And that you can get away. You can't get away with this crap. And this was one seriously bad guy. I remember back in the day, right around 9/11, I read more about him than I did Osama bin Laden and how, nasty he was. Brilliant guy. Real super strategist, too. Yeah. Smart guy. And we got him. And we got him because
he was their Karl Rove, Mike.
I think he rolled in everything I read about it. He rolled into old Kabul after the Taliban took over and the United States got the hell out. That's where he felt comfortable.
Right.
Obviously not comfortable enough. Not hearing a lot from the Taliban, by the way.
Well,
fees just went up.
You're talking about how justice has a long memory and yet Americans don't have a long memory. Do you think that we as a stupid people, which we are, when we got Osama bin Laden, we just totally backburnered the whole thing and thought we solved it and forgot about this guy?
I think that it's almost like when you experience loss, as you have, where you say things will never be the same. I say that to people that have lost loved ones. Things will never be the same, but they will get better with time, which is the way I feel about it. And it's the same way with this. But I still think that some people that have an opportunity to have a microphone in front of them have to let people know that this is a big effing deal.
We forget
these things, and we forget that there are people out there that are still trying to do damage and are still trying to get us, and and bad folks that are out there. It's just wonderful that they were able to not forget.
Is this the Putin effect? Where I just saw a story yesterday say that he was trying to. He made his public appearance and he was trying to swat a fly and they said his right arm didn't work. Maybe we're wrapped up in that.
That might be because that's the fresh story. Even that, don't you think that's starting to fade in people's urgency? You're seeing less and less of the Ukrainian flags out there. It's, the people in Ukraine are still fighting the battle against the bad guys.
And a lot of people that are trying to keep that story alive are pro-fly.
Kill the fly.
Exactly.
Insectors.
Insectors.
Yes. I'm happy you mentioned Ukraine. I'm a little mixed on Zelensky and his wife being on the cover of Vogue.
There's controversy, but I'm not sure how much controversy exists in Ukraine about that. What Oscar's talking about is there was a cover shoot with President Zelensky and his lovely wife. And there was blowback on it because people think that when you're managing a war, basically for the survival of your country, you shouldn't be out there doing this. He, I think, counters that with he's getting the world to be aware of Ukraine and the Ukrainian people.
Also,
and I think that whatever he does, I think he's made a hell of a lot better steps.
And a next level of respect for me personally, and I can't speak for the show or you guys, but he clearly lives by the no uggos rule. Like he does.
Yeah. I believe you're right.
That's so wonderful.
Well, he was a stand-up comic. So he probably has dealt with
He was a star before he was.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He was
a TV star and a stand-up comic.
It's like Steve Carell.
Yeah. And I understand that after he did the Vogue shoot, he distributed the gift bag to other people in the Ukraine, which I thought was very nice. So they can get
Is that a joke?
That is a joke.
Okay. It was just very dry. It was so dry almost. It didn't sound like
isn't
a joke.
Ukraine, but I'm, the world's breadbasket? That's what our
stuff. Yeah, the grain and all that stuff. Anywho, I just wanted to say that regarding current events. I don't talk about them very often, but I was sitting there going, stand up and applaud. Stand up and applaud.
Shout it.
You know, We care more about the TV. What's going on with your, is that your little Sebastian? Can we see Sebastian? Oh,
production
of course,
assistant.
Of course, yeah. He's my production assistant.
All right, very good.
He's doing a great job. He's 5 years old, and he's quiet and just, you know, messing with his lights. Say hi, Sebastian.
Hi, Sebastian.
Say, I love.
What
I love,
a beautiful child.
I love
what a
TMOS.
Good looking boy.
That's really wonderful. Yell it. Really yell it.
You got a bright sunny day in back here.
Bright sunny day. Bright sunny day.
Are you doing the daddy duty while the folks are on call?
Mike, there's nothing like being respected. And let me tell you, the nanny left at 2 o'clock. Correct? Right? Yes. 2 o'clock. Yeah. Broadcast is at 3. Hello. So we're doing a great job. I promise to go. We're going swimming afterwards, right? We're going. And teaching the dog how to swim, and he said broadcasts are important, and he's in charge of the broadcast with me.
What's Shannon doing right now?
Shannon,
bonbons, eating bonbons.
Tia Shannon is inside in the air conditioning, and
he's up there on the. What a beautiful
it's
house!
It's gorgeous. Yeah,
isn't that nice.
Now, Oscar, I have to ask, and if you can't answer with the present company there, I understand, but. You were in sort of a negotiation with your production assistant yesterday after the show.
Yes.
About
you can explain what you heard right after the show. We got off air.
Yeah, and I believe you FaceTimed, right?
He FaceTimed me.
Yeah.
With some demands,
and he wanted him to bring up the big transformer that transformed by himself. And Oscar.
Well, you're talking about Sebastian.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And Sebastian.
Go ahead.
Sebastian
I'm sorry.
Was kind enough to FaceTime me. He said, "Are you bringing Optimus Prime?" I let him know that was.
Yeah, you had mentioned that before we get off the air yesterday.
Correct.
Well, it's Optimus Prime is an only right now.
Yeah, and he demanded a different present. Are you cutting me off? Are you the star or am I the star?
Mike, this was the greatest, is when Oscar said, instead of Optimus Prime, I will bring you a giant lollipop. And he used the brand name Dum Dum. And then Sebastian said, no, I'm not interested in food. I want a toy.
He knows what he wants.
He does.
He's a
he
great
very direct about it.
He's the great communicator.
So he is... I don't want to be causing more trouble than I need to, but as far as the caretaking of the child, and it's nice that he's there on this
Mike,
broadcast,
I can be funny.
Waving
he's not,
the
he can't hear the show. He just can't hear
the
show.
Light around. Yeah, why is your wife inside? What the hell is she? Why doesn't she watch the kid?
Out of
curiosity.
Look, I get it. There are gender roles. And I'm not one, you know, I'm evolving here. A man can take care of a child.
You flipped the story.
And gender has absolutely nothing to do
with it.
Gender has nothing to do with it.
You don't ever see him until the evening when you get back from your round. I get that. But here in this country, at least this part of town, we try to share the responsibility.
Okay. But let me just point out you're on the air right now. So
yeah.
I was just kind of curious about that. That's okay. Hey, I'm the last person to throw darts for...
There has been a
kids.
Text that has gone out with a bat signal, and that text has not been answered yet.
No. Yes. Really?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So. Right. That'll happen. You'll see the big, like at the Apollo Theater, you'll see the big cane, and they'll yank him right out.
Oh, the Sandman will come in and sweep him off? Yeah.
Correct.
Sure. That's exciting. Well, you're up there. You made it up there, obviously, successfully today. When did you arrive? How was the trip up to Boston? The suburbs of Boston. How are you doing? How are things with the brother and the sister-in-law and the child? Great. What's going on?
West Newton, born and raised, Mike. I've always said that. That's where I reside at the moment.
Straight out of West Newton?
Straight out of West Newton.
Newton! Hello, Newton.
Flying on a Tuesday, while not convenient, definitely better than a weekend. And you know this, Mike, because you've done business travel in the past.
Sure.
Yeah.
When
absolutely.
Half the plane is empty. Now
yeah, nobody,
I know
nobody
why.
Nobody travels on
it's
Tuesday.
It's just phenomenal.
Mm,
get
yeah.
off the plane and then get on to, little tarmac. I'm sorry. The actual, I'm sorry. You're tapping me while I'm doing the show. Teal'sca needs to concentrate.
Okay. Shannon, grab the kid.
Okay. I'm just giving you my phone. You can do whatever. Just don't drop it, please. I love it. Okay. So we get off. My brother picks us up before he goes into the hospital.
Oh, good.
Super
so he
that's,
awesome.
That's excellent because that's not what you expected.
They expected nothing.
Right.
And he said, I was able to switch some stuff around. I'm going to come pick you up. He picks us up. He drops us off. We get immediately on a work call. Go through 1, 2, 3 work calls. And then I said, time to set up the broadcast. I test the broadcast.
You're killing
And then, boom, we're here. Everything's working. I'm actually right now on a cell signal through the Comrex, Mike, because we couldn't find, because my brother left for the hospital. He's, you know, an anesthesiologist.
Sure.
We couldn't find where the internet hooked up, but thank God for the backup system at Podville, because now I get to do
look at this.
For
doesn't
this
he
is
own,
pretty cool.
He doesn't need it. A modem, because doesn't your brother own his own internet?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's
look at
the
this is great that you pull that. So a little stressful day. A little
yeah,
stressful
yeah, yeah.
day. Getting,
here.
Quite
yeah.
full.
Total drive time from the from Logan to the domicile. How long
20
did
minutes.
It take you? Oh, so he's right. Yeah, that's right. Right on top of Boston. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. That's very, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's beautiful.
Everything's and you're settled now. You're gonna have a little you time. When do the doctors arrive
tomorrow
back home?
At 9 AM.
Oh, so they're working an overnight.
Oh, overnight.
Oh, yeah. Wow. But
and Mike, I like how you refer to them as the doctors.
The doctors. You ought to, what's that? Da, da, da. You know that?
General Hospital?
I think it is. Yeah, yeah. Do you have the General Hospital?
I believe
theme?
It's called Autumn Breeze. Let me look.
Anytime that we mention Oscar's brother and sister-in-law, we should always say that. So when are they getting back? Da, da, da. What time do the doctors arrive, ladies and gentlemen? So you're settled? Everything's going
settled.
Fine?
I'm settled. I have, if I may, Mike, I've prepared a statement for younger me if I can ever go back in time, like back to the future, like Marty McFly.
Oh, very
okay?
nice.
Okay. Oscar, when you were in Franklin, Mass, walking through those halls of Dean College, right outside that radio station, instead of stopping and making a big stink about wanting to be on the radio, just keep walking towards the biology building and find someone that points you in the way of pre-med. And once you get to pre-med, maybe you too one day can have all of this.
Oscar,
if you work
Oscar,
hard.
Let me tell you something. You followed your arrow, okay?
Yeah.
Your arrow
bad
gives
compass.
You a great deal. It, you know, your
he
arrow
couldn't possibly,
gives you.
Possibly, Mike, be a doctor.
The doctors, yes. The doctors are at the hospital this evening. They will be returning at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And until that time, Oscar and Shannon. Has she stepped in yet, by the way? Yeah. Has she?
She's right here.
She's here.
Why don't you come
can we see
on
her?
To, on
she's
to
looking Canada. Particularly lovely today.
Yeah, they would
I'd
love
like
to
her.
See you.
She
I'm
just looks
take the
so.
Off.
I was telling your husband that yeah. I forget when I haven't seen you a while, in a long time how beautiful a woman you truly are. So I simply wanted to say that to you and share that with you
Stop.
Publicly. I'm sorry. It's the truth. Doesn't she look wonderful today, Rob?
Absolutely stunning. Stunning.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean,
I love
and it's
coming
just
on this show.
You know what she is, Mike? What? She's a knockout.
I'm a knockout. You heard what. Him.
So everything's going fine up there in the beautiful Boston suburbs?
Yes.
How's the weather? Is it too hot?
It's pretty warm, but not too hot, and there's a nice breeze.
An autumn breeze.
There it is. Not down here. Not down here. Well, thank you for helping with Sebastian. And thank you. What are you having? Are you having like a... Oh, look at Sebastian.
That's a three shot.
He's talking to me.
I love kids. I do. I love kids. If you don't love kids, you're missing it's, a big chunk yeah, of life, you know?
Yeah, no, I gave this to Oscar. I mean, I gave it to Sebastian because it's so hot outside.
Right?
It's an icy.
Oh, I love icy.
Oh, yum.
I know.
I love icies.
What
fantastic.
Flavor was it?
Concord grape, not a
oh,
fan,
the purple.
But
I like to refer to them by color more than flavor. It was
yeah.
a purple
one.
Yeah.
I like a cherry.
Yes. Wonderful. Yeah. Beautiful stuff. Well, thank you for
blue
helping.
Raspberry.
And the blue raspberry is wonderful as well. Hi, Sebastian.
Oh, here.
Oh, let me talk to Sebastian.
This is great.
All right. Hi, Sebastian.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
How old are you?
5 3/4.
5 3/4. Are you having a good time with Tio Oscar?
Yes.
And Tia Shannon?
Yes.
Are you going to go swimming with Oscar later on?
Yes, and Santos.
Is Oscar going to get you a nice toy?
He already gave me one.
Oh, he already
it's
gave you a toy.
In an airport.
Oh, in the airport. He got you an airport. What did he get you from the airport?
He gave me a... That same thing. He gave me a plane, some signs for the airport.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, you seem like a very, very nice young boy. Are you a good boy for your mommy and daddy?
Yep.
What's your favorite team now that you live in Boston? What's your favorite baseball team? You like
I
the
think...
Red Sox?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good. You like the Patriots?
Yes.
Okay, very good. What's your favorite food?
Pasta.
What kind of pasta? What do you like on your pasta? You like tomato sauce or you like buttered noodles?
Butter.
Buttered noodles. Mm. Yeah, a lot of kids like buttered noodles. Do you like chicken fingers?
Yes.
Do you like pizza?
Yes.
What's your favorite dessert? What do you like to eat for dessert?
Brownies.
Brownies.
Brownies. Good call.
Do you like ice cream on your brownies?
Yes.
Oh, ice cream's good on your brownies. Is there anybody you want to say hello to on our show today? Any of your friends out there that might not ever hear this, but you'll say hi to them anyway? Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to? Take your time. He's asking us.
He's asking for advice. Yeah.
He's asking.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. Mike asked him if he wanted to say hi to anybody, and he made the same face you make when we do the Soundtown.
Okay, who do you want to say hi to? Just say
no. Rob, the joke would have been when Oscar put the headphones back on, and he said, "What happened?" I would have said, "I was talking to him about Pulp Fiction." That's the joke.
I thought you were going to say you asked him about his foreskin.
No.
Oh, Mike, this just in.
Yes.
The Doctors is brought to you by Goya Beans and Spices.
The Doctors are at the hospital for, I guess it's a double. They're on call. They sleep at the hospital, right?
Yes, they sleep.
During daylight hours, Mike. They only sleep during daylight hours.
I heard they have
and rise at night.
Well, I am your anesthesiologist. Understand there has been some trouble with the IV.
This little genius can count to 10 in Mandarin.
Can he do that for us, please?
Yeah. Count to 10 in Mandarin. Just speak it out loud. Go.
Ichi, ni, san, chi, go, waku, chi, chi, hachi, go, ju.
Wow. A little sponge of a brain.
I know.
Man, oh man. I was eating my own feces when I was that age.
And that was in English.
Yes. This is poo. Yes. You say, Dad, baby want to make a moomie? Baby had a bullfrog. Anyway.
This week on The Doctors, a 10-year-old with a special problem.
That is a massive, massive pool back there. Oh, is it rectangular or is it kidney shaped?
It's a custom, as they said at the pool store, it's a custom shape.
Oh, it's a Z. It's a Z, yeah, folks.
It's for Zavallos.
Yes, yeah, Zorro.
It's the custom Z. Does it have a diving board?
There's a water feature here.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Wow. Oh, that is special.
Is it like an island?
Yeah, it's a little island. And then there's a bunch of land.
That's wonderful.
Kids.
And there are what they don't realize, you can't see from this shot.
Yes.
The spider monkeys and the peacock. all throughout the property.
Well, the guinea hens.
various forms of fowl all over. And in the garage now, because it's a hot day, that's where the tiger is chained.
That's right. It's good that they have that island because it allows them to play one of Oscar's brother's favorite games where they jump in the pool and they pretend the island is Florida. And they say, swim to America! Swim!
Oh, see, he was being racist. He was being racist, right?
Yeah, don't be jealous.
That's what he was doing.
You can work hard. We live the American dream. Well, we by them, not me.
I have access to a pool. Yes. The entire neighborhood does.
Lucky! That's it.
It goes to a depth of 4.5 feet. It's
your pool does at your apartment, at your townhouse?
It's a 5-foot pool, yeah.
It's a 5-foot pool?
Yeah.
What is the size of, is it an Olympic sized pool? Is it a big one?
It's for small Olympics, yes, it would be fine for that. It's not Olympic size, it's an L-shaped pool.
And I asked you about your pool. Is your pool a social center in Leesburg?
Not really. On the opening and closing weekends, it gets stupid crowded. And the one time I went there on Memorial Day weekend, it was like stand like this in the pool because there were so many grown-ups in it. That was the weekend that I got yelled at for having a hold your breath underwater contest with Rob Chubbuck, and the lifeguards thought we were dying. They said, don't do that. I said, I'm in 3 feet of water. I think I'm okay.
That's the old Rob, right? That was the old Rob. I'm sure under the influence of Rob's favorite juice.
I don't know that I brought a Gatorade that had vodka in it. I don't know that happened. But it's mostly plain looking mothers and their kids. And then they order pizza to the pool.
This is the big goings on at the pool. Yeah.
You don't have any people that might be, you know, more youthful, and because I remember
there seems to be no one between
tremendous.
There seems to be no one between age 12 and age 42. I don't know if that has to do with checking in. If they show you, we have those Russian lifeguards like every pool does, and so maybe if you're like moderately attractive, there you go now. This is not the place for you.
You know, where I live down here is very close to the campus of Florida Gulf Coast University,
right?
Mm. And they have been there's been a bit of a building boom for, they call it student apartment housing.
Yeah.
And they all have their little pools, and I would imagine it's probably a little
That's how
different,
ASU was.
Around
I imagine
that
a party atmosphere have to be.
That atmosphere.
One of the buildings when I lived in Arizona and I was looking for shelter, because they only put you up in a hotel for 30 days, they sell you on, when they're walking, they're like, and we have a keg that we put out at the pool every Saturday for our patrons. Like, for people that live in this building. And I said, really? They're like, yeah, keg arrives around 10 a.m., party starts around 11 a.m., and it's all just college kids. It's wild.
Was wow. it? Did you go?
The best years of my life.
It was like Melrose Place.
Why are you so sad being up in Boston? Why are you so sad? Is it travel? Is
that, Mike, no, because it's 3:30 and no one's brought the keg yet. That's why he's sad.
There's no keg.
There's no keg.
Look, I'm not wrapped up in competing with my brother. I celebrate what he's done with his life. It was hard.
You are
a
tad self-deprecating, though, when you're around your brother. You do tend to say,
I haven't done much. I've done something. We're going to continue working, Mike. We just got to work harder.
Have the tiles, are they still shiny from when you last scrubbed them?
Yeah.
The pool?
Yes.
They're beautiful.
That's great.
They're Bristol.
Bristol.
Here's the difference. This is the difference between you and me. I probably let my insecurities get the best of me when I'm around family members who are now... have many more means than I do. I avoid that. Now down here, I would say most people that I come across are in much better straits than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't bother me a lick. But up there, it always makes me feel a little inadequate. So I've chosen to just avoid them.
I'd be lying, and I lay myself bare here that At the root of this, Mike, honestly, like, what am I to complain about, right? I get to do this show and work remote for Podville and TMOS from anywhere in the world. And the fact that we can do this without thousands of miles of cable or, oh my God, the internet, it's not hooked up directly. And it's wonderful. It costs, mind you, it's a tens of thousands of dollar solution, but we get to do this, which is amazing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What is a bit painful at times, and maybe this is just me, is that I'm conflicted because I'm overjoyed for my brother and his and the kids and the family and what they've been able to do, but I'm also like, you get kind of you there's a little bit of like, I hope I can do this for my family one day, you know what I mean?
I get it. I understand.
But the commonality between you and Mike is that you've traveled thousands of miles to feel inadequate, whereas I've stayed here and I still feel inadequate and I didn't have to get on a plane.
Yeah, but you're not burdened by being around any people in your life that
really don't have drive
spectacular
either.
Overachievers like Oscar and his brother. You know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Like and there's nothing wrong. I wish, Rob, there are days where I walk in and I'm like, this is what's happening. And you look at me like I'm an alien with no emotion. And I'm like, okay, he doesn't care. I wish I had that. That would be amazing. I would love that.
This is something you say often that's really not a compliment.
I'm calling Mark Miller right now because he's asking if I have any dietary restrictions. This is my radio friend.
Yeah,
no problem. Yeah.
Is he going to feed you?
Another successful person.
I'm just calling him. Just going to call him right now, mm-hmm. See what he's up to. I don't know what
I'll show you. Sebastian's asking me to show you.
Come on, Mark. Answer the phone.
United plane.
He just texted me. Asked me if there are any dietary restrictions.
Oh, that's excellent.
United.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got a little train here.
You're able to find that at the airport?
Yes.
Yeah.
At the Smithsonian store.
Oh.
Then it just cost me $200.
Well, it went to a great cause.
Hello, you've reached Mark Miller's voice.
All right.
Hi there.
Then they asked
me. He texted me, hey, any dietary restrictions? Are you being healthy? I can eliminate carbs.
Ooh.
Yeah. No need.
Have you lost any weight?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've lost some
weight. Yeah, because you look skinny. Your face looks skinny.
Yeah, I've lost 16 pounds.
Whatever. That's great. Rob, that's great. How much have you lost?
80-some pounds.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah. Braggart?
No. You know, it's the one thing that comes with cheating death.
Got it.
And I asked my doctor about getting back on the diuretics because I'm starting to, you know, put on a little water. And he says, I don't know if we want to put any extra strain on your kidneys. We really got to take it easy on all your organs at this point. I said, good point. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you've been through it, and you know that's fine. I think if you were to gain, when I saw the picture of you in the stadium, I was a little concerned, but you know, by the middle week of most shows, I don't worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
you look better.
You seem like you're hitting on all eight. You seem like you're doing okay.
I feel good.
Other than an overall, as we've discussed, an overall general lack of performance, I think that your health is good.
Right.
And it's like a pitcher getting his fastball back. I think by December, you'll be fine. I think that'll be
there was a true compliment somewhere there.
No,
I'm still trying to find
none,
it.
None of it.
He called you Strasburg. And you're
none of it was.
Tommy Jones.
I was trying. I was trying to do my very best. And we have to take
your
a break.
Your level best.
Oscar is in Boston. Rob is in D.C. I am on the surface of the sun. That's right. In case you were checking, 92 degrees with the humidity. Feels like 107. I've got a low-grade headache. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's all fun and games on the latest bonus show. And for some highlights, let's go to the tape.
I am good to go.
Dig in, and there we go.
Do you have a nice chest?
Hey, man, it was on a strawberry milk.
Can I just say that the work and effort put into this game is, I'm brought to tears.
I had a notion in my head.
Well, why don't you execute it?
I have been.
No, it's been terrible.
I have a green Sharpie. Sharpie.
He needs a whore. That snores.
A snoring horn?
Da-da-dun, da-da-dun.
The TMOS bonus show is that fifth hour of funny you can only get with a subscription. Get one today at MikeOMaraShow.com.
And now we're done, right? She says right.
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 Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Have you ever seen someone wearing a colorful pair of flats and thought, dang, those are cute? They were probably Rothy's. Rothy's, Rob's holding up a pair right now, or one of his shoes.
One of my
left shoes. They are the perfect shoes for commuting and communicating and traveling. Everyone notices them. They're known for their chic pointed toe flats, but that's just the beginning. They have tons of iconic head-turning designs in bright but sophisticated colors. Plus, Rothy's work great with every outfit. They're insanely comfortable, almost like a slipper. As soon as you take your first step, you'll think, that's more like it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's more like it, Clarice. Plus, Rothy's takes sustainability to the next level. All their products are knit with thread made from plastic water bottles. They've repurposed around 125 million bottles so far. We all have Rothy's, and we all love them. Your new favorite shoes are waiting for you. Discover the versatile styles that you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. That's Rothy's.com/TMOS for $20 off your first order. And we thank you, Rothy's. You rock.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
Michael Keaton may have been a good Batman, but that doesn't mean he's actually seen a superhero movie all the way through. He was talking to a reporter from Variety magazine, and here's what he said. He said, quote, "I've never seen an entire version of those movies, any Marvel movie or any other. I don't say that I don't watch that because I'm a highbrow person. Trust me, it's just that there's very little things that I watch. I start watching something, I think it is great, and I watch three episodes, but I have other stuff to do." So he's being honest about it. Michael decided to put on the Batman suit again for the upcoming Flash movie. Has that come out yet, Oscar? The Flash movie, or is it on the way?
Not yet.
Because it seemed like fun. He was also curious about it since the Marvel and DC universes have grown quite a bit since his Batman in 1989. Pretty good, right? Arguably a pretty good Batman, right?
Oh, still my favorite. That first Batman movie, because it was before the superhero thing really took off. But here's the thing.
And
Michael
Birdman.
Keaton is great. Has he ever made a misstep cinematically? I'm trying to think of a bad
Multiplicity.
Movie.
Multiplicity.
Johnny Dangerously.
I don't know. Johnny Dangerously was well regarded
Sucked.
At the time, though.
No.
It was a hit.
It was
a hit. Yes. Yeah.
Wasn't it Joe Piscopo
that's,
in that, too?
That's your problem, is Piscopo. Yeah. Piscopo Johnny was your problem. Multiplicity was medium, but he's made a lot of great movies, Michael Keaton.
I did. The whole, when Michael Keaton was in the Johnny Dangerously franchise, wasn't it also a time that he was doing other kind of, where he was chewing gum and kind of sticky
cool
boy,
guy.
Michael
cool
Keaton.
Guy.
Cool
that
guy.
Was pre-Batman.
Didn't like that iteration of
Did
Michael
you like
Keaton.
Mr. Mom?
I loved Mr. Mom.
I did, too. I thought it was a great film.
You want a beer? 7 o'clock in the morning. Scotch? Love that line. Now you can live your best Squid Game life. I have that somewhere. But Apple wants to put all sorts of little things up so I can't get it.
Just put on your password, Mike.
I swear to God, I don't need it. I'm in what I want to be in. I'm going to close you, and
the
now
password
I'm going to
is...
play it.
Ah, yes.
Thank you very much. They want you to live your Squid Game life without actual life being on the line. There's an immersive game experience coming out next month in 9 cities across the country. It'll be a 60-minute game for groups of up to 6 people. The people participating will wear a visor. This is funny. That tracks their motion and use touch screens to complete 6 challenges from the show, like red light, green light, and Dalgona. What's Dalgona? Do you guys know what Dalgona is?
Is that the one where you have to stack the bunk beds so you can protect yourselves from the crazies?
Maybe it is.
That
Players must
fun.
Survive each challenge to advance in the game. If they fail, they lose a virtual life. And if they win, it puts money in their piggy bank. It debuts September 21st, and booking has already opened. Turn that off. It's driving me nuts.
I think Squid Game would be a good name for an Italian restaurant.
Hey, welcome to... No, the Snoring Whore.
No,
in
that's
Italian.
That's a bar.
But no, the Snoring Whore will be the American, but then translate it into Italian. Pony, there's a job for you. Translate Snoring Whore into Italian, and that will be our Italian restaurant.
I'm on it.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm on it.
A bottle of red.
That's right, Chief. Some guy in Brazil ended up in the ER last month after watching YouTube tutorials and trying to give himself a nose job.
Carrie?
Listen up, Carrie Spiewak, please. He's not the first person to try it. YouTube has to remove at-home rhinoplasty videos all the time to prevent other people from doing it. You just wonder, what are people thinking? As you'd expect, it never goes well. It could even kill you if you go into anaphylactic shock.
Carrie thought about it, but what she watched on YouTube was Chinatown.
It's an old reference.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Jack Nicholson gets the old nose job there. The guy showed up to the ER with his nose all jacked up and infected. He said he used an anesthetic from a vet to dull the pain while he did surgery on himself. He didn't use gloves or clean the wound. Duh. He was trying to make his nose thinner, and he stitched himself up afterward. It sounds like he also used super glue to close the wound.
Well, oh, no.
Doctors treated the infection and sent him home. They referred him to a specialist for more treatment and told him to start seeing a therapist.
Is it true he showed up to the hospital with a tiny towel?
I need a rub down. A new seasoning blend that makes everything taste like Snickers is being rolled out to stores nationwide this month. Yeah. The Mars Candy Company partnered with a condiment brand for each of these. Each jar is filled with around 7 ounces of Snickers in powder form. Well, I've seen that for ice cream.
Yeah.
Why are you saying gross? If you like Snickers, you pour that
on
there.
Yeah, but when you think of that, I was thinking like they wanted me to put it on ribs or something. I'm like, I'm not about that.
How would the doctors, if we had Oscar's brother and sister-in-law, gotta turn it up, please. Yes. How would the doctors feel about that? They'd probably say cut down on the sugar, wouldn't they?
That's an awful lot of salt in that sprinkle there.
What you need is a Goya seasoning for your meat. The doctors, a service of Goya beans.
You cannot avoid the fact that Oscar is Hispanic.
No,
you
Oscar
animal.
Has brought up the fact that his family likes the Goya brand
yeah,
products.
I
understand.
Mike, I just had Goya crackers before I walked down here.
To Goya rocks.
The taste of Bolivia.
You can turn it off now.
Okay.
It's supposed to be for things like ice cream, milkshakes, pancakes, frozen yogurt. So it's mostly a dessert topping, you cow. That's an old reference there, too.
Yes,
this
is.
Isn't the first time that a candy has been turned into a seasoning. The same brand released a Twix version last year. And before that, they did a Cinnamon Toast Crunch one called Cinnadust from your favorites. You like Cinnamon Toast
Yeah,
toast
but
crunch,
I mean, that would Cinnamon Toast Crunch would just be cinnamon and sugar. There's nothing good about that.
Well, the Snickers version should be available everywhere by the end of the month. So we're all very happy.
From Mars. M&M Mars.
M&M Mars. And now a little something, something. Last Thursday, cops got several reports of some idiot in an SUV driving recklessly in a parking lot near San Francisco. The guy's name, Josh Smoke.
Ooh. Josh Smoke.
Josh. He's 41 when cops showed up. They realized there was a warrant out for his arrest, so they tried to arrest him. But he ended up fleeing the scene on a paddleboard. He ditched his SUV, drove into into a nearby canal, stole someone's stand-up paddleboard, and started paddling away on it. Cops tracked him for about two blocks until he emerged from the creek. Then they arrested him. The original warrant had to do with vandalism and assault. Now he will also be facing charges for obstruction, giving false identity, and theft for stealing the paddleboard. When cops out in San Francisco, California, went to the home of the man who owned the paddleboard, he answered the door and said, "What are you doing here?" I'm sorry.
Don't what apologize are you doing for that. Here? I didn't see that coming. I love
what
it.
What are you doing here? The Californians. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with lots of fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob hates Chick-fil-A. I want to talk about that. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, I'm Condo Bob.
The year was 1974 when Condo Bob walked out that door. Bought his first condo down by the shore, and that's when the legend of the man was born. The legend, Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
Some kind of man.
Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
You'll become a legend just like Condo Bob when you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Click the banner and subscribe today.
Condo Bob.
Some kind of man.
I love the Condo
amazing,
Bob promo.
Amazing, yeah.
Author. Do we know who was involved in that? That was pretty good
stuff.
That was
a Twitch and Amato production right
all
there.
All Twitch, all Amato. Yeah. Oh, my. Mark Riddell and Jim Amato, great job. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. School may be out, but hey, not for long. And summer break is a great opportunity for families to learn and explore together. KiwiCo delivers monthly crates full of science and art projects, perfect for kids of all ages who want to keep their imaginations active all summer long and away from computer and phone screens. I'm in that category.
Sure.
I really am. Build stomp rockets and kites, explore the science of trees, or engineer your own coin-eating robot. Your child will have a fun learning experience with super cool hands-on projects delivered to their door every single month. KiwiCo gives them the tools to learn new skills, build new experiences, and make new connections to the broader world. Plus, KiwiCo has something for kids of all ages. And you can pause or cancel anytime. Michael loves KiwiCo, and it gets him away from that screen. And I love watching him discover new things as well. Make summer a new learning adventure. Every month with KiwiCo, get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS.
Mike, just
yes.
Briefly, I'm
yes,
going
right to
swap out my camera, so just talk amongst yourselves. I'll be
okay. You have a little problem up there?
Yeah, remember that Lumina camera you told me that what's it all about?
Yeah.
This is what it's all about. It's garbage.
It's all right. It's garbage. It's a garbage can. Well, I wanted to talk to Rob anyway. I missed a call from Mark. Hold on just a second.
Oh, try and call him back.
I'll call him back. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, I know you want to hear about Chick-fil-A, but I've got the story right here. So
let me see if he answers.
If you're just joining us, he wanted to know if Mike had any dietary restrictions.
Said he missed his window.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay.
I was doing dishes, just getting ready for my daughter.
Okay. I just wanted to say hi, and Saturday is our cheat night, so we get to eat anything we want. So provide something decadent, please.
That's what I'm trying to do.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. We have absolutely zero restrictions for adult beverages or food.
Can you tell him I said hi?
Good.
Rob Spiewak says hi, by the way.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing, Mark? Make a chocolate lava cake.
All right. So Rob said he wants you to make a chocolate lava cake.
I am making it. No, I don't even know how to make that.
Okay. I just wanted to say hi and get you on the show because we have to have you on sometime. You want to come on in the next few weeks?
Whenever you want me.
I love it. That. Thank you. I'll see you Saturday.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye-bye. There he goes. That's Mark Miller.
He's such a good guy.
Miller and Moulton is the radio show down here. So before the show, you were railing against something I'm not familiar with you. I know you don't like Wegmans. I know there are lots of things you don't like, but you were talking about not
don't
liking
like Chick-fil-A. And it's rooted
Chick-fil-A.
In
this. Is it because of their politics or what is
that's,
it?
That came later. That just was the icing on the cake. But the no, I don't like the fact that they're like that. I don't like the way that their employees are like robots with their not always a pleasure or whatever their pre-programmed answer to thank you.
That's just training. That's
yeah.
training.
But they always have a glassy look in their eye. I don't like the
they
fact
get
that
paid well.
There's
that
a
lot higher than most people.
There's a line happy. Always. There's a substantial.
Can you hear Oscar? By the
yeah,
way,
I can. It's weird to not see him. It's like
I know, you're just kind of steamrolling through him. I just wondered whether you were
no,
acknowledging him at all.
It's reminiscent of when during the Rat Pack performances when they would heckle each other from backstage with a microphone, but you couldn't see them.
It is kind of like that.
So
yeah, the disembodied head. Oscar, are you getting your camera together?
Yeah, I'm about to switch it right now.
This is exciting, okay. Isn't it?
It's very exciting. So what is your latest, what's your beef, Jay?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this is my beef. In North Carolina, a Chick-fil-A posted saying that it's very busy. We'd like for volunteers to help out at Chick-fil-A during busy times, but we're not going to pay you. We're going to give you free food.
So if they get people that want free Chick-fil-A, you know they're going to get people to do it.
They said people were interested, but Mike, a location in North Carolina posted an ad on Facebook asking for volunteers who'd be willing to help out in the drive-thru. They wouldn't be paid, but would get 5 free entrees per 1 hour shift. So essentially,
that's a good deal.
5 sandwiches. Yeah. So
5 free entrees, though, would be a drink, a side, and a, or would it just be sandwiches?
Well, they said entrees.
Entrees
what do you think
is
that is?
A meal.
It sounds like a full meal.
That's a full
I'd like
meal.
To know the
I would
details.
Think so. I would too. It says,
because really, if you work it out to the hourly rate,
it's about $20 an hour. Just sandwiches.
Thinking,
if it's just sandwiches, it's about $20 an hour.
Well, a meal for 4 costs like $35 there, so it'll add up.
But also, don't you think that they should be paying people? That's what bothers me. Because you know what? It's not costing them $4 to make the sandwich. It's costing them a fraction of that.
It is costing them a fraction of that, and there, of course, are no taxes or employee benefits or that they're asking for free employees.
Yeah, exactly.
They're actually with their it's as old as radio. We do it on this show. It's trade. They're asking for trade.
Mm-hmm.
Will
trade
you work for trade? I don't necessarily have a problem with that if they're going to make that a little more efficient, right?
The local manager, Mike, his name is Ryan. Of course it is. He said the community had a desire to be part of Chick-fil-A and this was just designed to be an opportunity for that. So if you want to take your Chick-fil-A-dom to the next level, work for sandwiches.
So you don't like them?
I don't like that. I don't know. You know what? To me, it smells of a system that we got rid of a couple hundred years ago.
If you if you told me, and I'm a 25-year-old kid out of college, and you told me that I can roll down to my local Chick-fil-A once a day and get 5 meals for my buddies, and I have to work an hour to do that, I might consider it. I might actually do it.
And
I might do it for
and
that.
And you're feeding people. Like, you work for food.
I don't understand.
And you're not competing,
you go,
right?
But the company is worth, it says here, $14 billion. They can afford to pay people.
And they should pay people.
Listen, is this more about you not being able to eat Chick-fil-A and you're mad about
I could get
out
the
on
grilled I could get the grilled sandwich no bun if I wanted to, but you know what? Chick-fil-A products tend to be overrated as well. I don't understand the magic behind it.
I love
people them. Talk about it all the time. It's a chicken sandwich. It's not as good as Popeye's.
I don't like their politics.
It is.
But
I hate their politics. Sandwich.
It's not even describable how popular it is down here. It's silly how popular it is down here. It's just constant.
And it ruined a parking lot in my hometown because they plunked it right there. And there's always they got two lines going of every, and I'll use this phrase again, all the plain-looking moms and their children are all going through to get their Chick-fil-A sandwiches. There's a pickle on it. I understand there's a pickle. All right?
Do you like it? Do you like the Chick-fil-A sandwich?
It's okay. It is. You know what it is?
Spicy
it's
chicken
okay.
sandwich. Is
spicy chicken is okay. You know what? I would never break my diet for Chick-fil-A. I would for Popeyes.
Popeyes fried chicken.
Yes, and Popeyes chicken sandwich.
Wait, what have you broken your diet for? Already?
Yeah, what have you? Have you cheated at all? What have you cheated?
You know what?
Let's
this,
be honest.
This
with
will
us.
Come into play a little bit. The first thing I did was I ate some of the ice cream when we had Sean Greenwood in here. That was the first. Sugar okay. that I had. I kept that to a minimum. I had some tortilla chips over the weekend because Kathy, my dad's wife, made this amazing seven-layer dip, which was great, and I had some of that with chips. Was great. Portions I have been loosey-goosey with occasionally if the food is real good, and I had last night a few pieces of regular taffy.
Mm.
Taffy.
What's a few?
Like, I think four.
What?
40?
Oh God! I wouldn't break my diet for taffy. Taffy is garbage.
Well, I've got a whole taffy story that we can't get into here. But
why not?
Is it
a long story?
It has several layers, but
like layers of seven-layer dip and taffy. Is it worth it?
He's tired.
I don't want to overwork him until tomorrow.
I'm not tired. I'm having a great time. It's just my camera. My apologies.
Is it okay if we do his taffy? Can we do your taffy thing?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And I'm just filling time, guys.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'll start it out here.
Remember, I went to the beach this weekend, right?
Yes.
And I had gone a couple weeks before just to see my dad, no family. This time when I went, the whole family was there. And when I was on my way back, there's a great convenience store at the intersection of Route 13. If you want to go to Chincoteague, that intersection is called T's Corner. And they've got a convenience store there that has all your convenience store stuff. Drinks, newspapers, candy, fireworks, but they also have tanning booths and video rentals and everything. It's really great. It's just like
you can go in and get yourself a cup of coffee or tan.
You could tan and rent a video on VHS tape.
That doesn't seem appropriate.
Like it doesn't seem clean either, does it?
No, it doesn't.
But
it seems dirty.
But I still went
in a good way.
I bought. You know, what's the matter with you?
That's why it's T's Corner.
T's nice T's Corner.
Hi there. You want to come in or not?
T's. Oh, I think.
All right. Well, tell your taffy story. All right.
Okay,
did you buy taffy at this convenience store?
I did, but that leads into the part two of the story and
right,
part three,
good.
Which is a disaster.
It's like talking to the Riddler. We're going to get all the riddles answered when we come back.
I like that he's cheating.
The story. Well, I do too. Something's got to give, right?
Or I shall die.
Sugar up a little bit. It'll help the show. We'll be right back.
Robert Wood.
No, not quite.
I'm Robert Wood. I've got an amazingly large mouth.
Large mouth aside, that's still not quite it.
That poor man. He's wonderful.
I love the man. I'm making fun because
he's
I love. I kid
guy.
Because I love.
And I love you guys too, but you know, let's face it, there's only one Robert Wood. And there's only one TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today. You'll be glad you did.
Robert Wood.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life is full of twists and turns, and it's always important to show up for yourself. BetterHelp Online Therapy will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional. Your licensed professional therapist. They can do it in less than 48 hours. BetterHelp is professional therapy done securely online, available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime, and you can send a message to your therapist. You can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. With therapy, it can take a few tries to find the right fit. I know this because I've done it. BetterHelp makes it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp is a great way to invest in yourself. Now more than ever, I believe in therapy, and BetterHelp is always there for you. Best of all, they are accessible when you need them, and they have a special offer for our listeners. Listen to this. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/TMOS. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/TMOS. And we thank you, BetterHelp. Okay, so we went from you not liking Chick-fil-A because they're making people work for food.
Right.
Which is, I get it. You think they should be paid.
Right.
Then we dovetail that into you're cheating on your diet a little bit occasionally, which I don't think is abnormal.
No, and I think that's okay. I stay on top of it. I look at my blood sugar, and it's never been crazy out of control.
No, but you also have been through it, and I think when you come out on the other side, you're normal, and you got some good kidney news yesterday.
Yes, and I get the MRI tomorrow morning that will verify what the blood work has already said.
So I'm more optimistic going
into the MRI. It'll be, for this time, I get dye and without dye. So
I want to ask you about the taffy, to cheat on to be on a regimen and then eat taffy is
here's the thing. We don't have a lot of cheatable foods in the house.
Okay. All right.
So a couple weeks ago, I brought Carrie home a box of taffy from T's Corner that was made by a local, taffaria?
Yeah.
And
T's Corner.
T's. And so.
Is this my boob or not? So, welcome to T's Corner.
I gave it to Carrie, and she was delighted. You would have thought I had handed her a gold ring. And she went through and picked out all her favorite flavors and ate them. And she said, you know what? It's unfortunate because I don't like the ones that are left. I said, well, don't worry. When we go back in a couple of weeks, we'll go to the place in Chincoteague, Ponytails. Ponytails makes their own taffy. And they actually let you buy it by the flavor, like they give you.
It's also where Matt Bloom reads to children.
It is.
This is true. Yeah.
Ponytails.
Yeah, it's right at T's Corner. So we went into the taffy place, Ponytails, and the kids are having a blast because they've got
my kids.
Oh, they've got all.
We were talking about anime. Woman lived in a shoe.
You don't read anime. You look at it.
You look at it, son. But they've got all the garbage things you would see at a beach store, you know, like like all kinds of candy.
Shark necklaces.
Yeah, all that garbage, right?
Yeah.
But Carrie starts picking out taffy that she likes. She likes orange and banana and these flavors. And I see, aha, sugar-free taffy. And I said, this looks like it might be worth a try.
Okay.
Because I have found sugar-free stuff I like, sugar-free stuff I don't like. So I got myself two 8-ounce packs, a pound of sugar-free taffy, okay?
Okay.
And so we go and check out. Carrie, obviously not very shy with picking out her flavors of candy, because what they do is they charge by the half pound there. I think it's $7.99 a half pound of taffy when you
put it on a scale and everything.
Yeah. They said, thank you, sir. That'll be
$53. $53?
On taffy. That's right. Now, granted.
For how much?
Well, it was at $7.90. It was $15 a pound, roughly. So, and I had a pound myself. So we bought like 4 pounds of taffy, which is
you guys have to love taffy to buy that much taffy.
She loves taffy. I like it, but I was experimenting with the sugar-free taffy, right?
Okay.
So
did you try it at the store?
No, I did not. I had a couple pieces at the beach. I said, you know what? This is passable.
But passable.
You know what? If you're wanting something sweet, and I don't want to
sweet, it's got chew. It's
yeah.
Okay.
If I don't want a root beer barrel or a cinnamon disc, I can go for the sugar free taffy. Well, are those
sugar free too? The root beer barrels.
Yeah, root beer barrels and cinnamon discs are the best sugar free candy I've found.
Okay.
I actually keep them here at the office.
I'm just looking at your brother up in Boston.
I don't understand. When we said cheat, I meant like maybe here and there. You have an arsenal of. Like, I guess maybe you're prepared for what
you can eat. It's not cheating.
It's sugar-free candy. It's just to have something sweet.
Yeah.
You know?
It helps stay
I'm a fat guy too, Oscar, so I get the whole thing, and I'm fatter than Rob. So
yeah,
I mean,
you're
it's
not
like,
diabetic.
Oh, there, your camera locked up again. God,
I'm so
can you
sorry.
Get an internet
I can hear
connection
you.
Tomorrow, no, please.
Yeah, of course.
But right, also, I mean, diabetes is, if you manage your blood sugar level, you're in good shape. As a matter of fact, and I think I told you this already, my insulin has already been cut by half.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So I'm doing okay.
But I still think that even to have the sweetness, if it's, you know, obviously you're looking for something that's really good.
Right, right, right.
And so what does the taffy have to do with anything?
Because I get home last night, and Carrie has, she said, I ate too much of the, she stayed at the beach an extra day with Julia and Julia's friend. And my mom and my dad and his wife, and she said I ate so much taffy on the way home that I gave the remainder of it to my sister Michelle for keeping Linus while we were gone. I said, "Well, that was stupid because you're gonna want that taffy." And she said, "Well, I don't need it. I didn't need to eat all of it, and Michelle would like it, so I gave it to Michelle." I said, "You're gonna regret that." She says, "Well, what's done is done." Well, I said, "I'm gonna try my sugar-free taffy," and I had two or three more. And it was good, and I kept at it, and I kept at it yesterday, quite a bit of it, and a lot of it. And
what's a lot? What is a lot? What is a lot?
I would say of the half-pound bag, probably most of a half-pound bag. Because you know what? It goes down easy. It was sweet.
That's not that much.
Different flavors. It was great. Now, it's Carrie fun. It's candy. She's bitter because I have taffy, and she gave hers away. So now she's done a second dive into the taffy that she's already picked through and trying to find flavors that are okay, that didn't make the first cut. And I said, "Well, what's that flavor?" She says, "I think that's cherry." I said, "Oh, I like that. I'll try that." So I did have some of the regular
taffy. This is not your taffy, right?
No, this was the taffy, remember, that Carrie picked out the flavors she liked and put the leave-ins away. The flavors she don't like spearmint.
So you were picking through the flavors she didn't care for.
She found cherry, and I said, "I'll have that." But, Mike, about 10:30 last night, I heard a noise, and it was in my stomach, and it went. And I said, "Really? Huh?" And I stood up, and it shifted in my stomach and went more of a. Now, one thing you need to know is that if you don't put sugar in something, you have to put something in it to make it sweet. And a lot of times they use what is called sugar liquor, which has got the sweetening properties of sugar, but not the calories, not the thing that boosts your blood sugar.
Doesn't really sound good for you.
Well, sugar liquor has an amazing stool softening quality.
Oh, God.
And,
no.
And,
You had a fecal urgency?
Mike, I was at a point by the time I'd stood up and realized what was going on, I felt the urgency to break wind, and I was afraid to.
Because
yes, it was right there. And it was, my stomach was talking, and my things were clenched, and I made it to the bathroom, and I did. And yeah, but it came with furniture. For a long time. Wow. And I had last night the worst bout that I have had in probably at least a year. I can't even remember the
last
time.
You have to be careful.
Yes,
you have to be careful.
You have to be very careful, because all I could think of was Dumb and Dumber. Because I could have had my legs locked in front.
Was it the fake taffy?
It had to be toffee.
The fake toffee that did it?
It had to be the sweetener in that taffy that did it.
Not the real taffy, because you mixed.
Yeah, I did. But
how much taffy did you ingest?
It's the amount. It's the sheer amount.
It was the sheer amount. And so I'm here to say,
you poisoned yourself.
Hello to the people at Ponytails for not putting any ingredients warnings on your taffy. Because you
did Julia's friend
me.
Julia, Julia's friend go to Tease Corner?
She did, and she bought bonbons.
Real? Do they have a wide variety of candy at their store?
They have a whole candy counter and an ice cream counter at Pony.
Really?
Tales. Yeah.
Oh man!
But I went for sugar free coffee. I went for sugar free taffy.
Taffy, and how are you feeling today?
I shit my brains out last night. There were visits throughout the night. Three o'clock.
You gotta be careful. You're not a healthy man.
No,
you have
I'm
to
not.
Be careful
I'm,
with
I'm
that.
I'm compromised. But when you get about 3 a.m. and you hear from under the blankets,
you know what? Next time, just regular peanut butter cups.
That's all. Well, you see that. That's what That's what'll take me, and I'll go with a smile.
Yeah, I think sometimes the artificial sometimes can be dangerous.
Yeah, it can.
You know,
so I'm warning you. I'm warning you. If you get sugar-free taffy, more than 6 ounces.
Yeah,
there was nothing taffy-like, was there? I mean, it was fully digested.
A lot of pieces of wax paper came out in rolls.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back. I'm sure you had Sound Town in your own house last night.
Oh, you won't believe what I got for you today.
We'll have a good one coming up next, right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Oh, it's summertime, and my God, is it hot out there. And I know a lot of yous are heading to the beach or living in your swimming pool. So may I suggest you heading over to the MichaelMaraShow.com website. Click on the Target or Walmart banner to get all your summertime supplies. Do it. Do it now. We now return yous to TMOS. Already in progress.
Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate that.
Did you see his post?
No, I did not. What was
his
post?
He's training to work the polls at the next election.
Yes.
As a volunteer.
Oh,
Paulie Polster.
Yeah.
Then he can, in a way, that's supporting his favorite candidate.
I suppose.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Life's best moments happen around a roaring fire.
Yes.
And a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. Instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can sit back, relax, and you can actually enjoy the fire. And, you know,
we have one here,
summer,
Mike. We have one here.
Oh, it's the best up in New England with a nice roaring fire.
Gorgeous.
There's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. And guess what?
What?
Right now, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit. They are brilliantly engineered, made with stainless steel, and designed to maximize efficiency and minimize smoke. It's easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire is ablaze, and in minutes, they're so confident that you will love it, they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. We all have them. We all love them. Oscar's got one with his brother and sister-in-law up there in Boston. Solo Stove is the best. Right now, you can get big discounts on all fire pits during Solo Stove's summer sale. Use promo code TMOS at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code TMOS for $10 off on top of their incredible summer sale discounts. And I said extra being funny, I know it's extra. So in case there's any ad executive that wants to remind me that I'm screwing up, there you have it. How about we hit the Sound Town music, guys? Yeah, right now. Bang it.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
It has been a minute, Mike, since we've had a good quarantune, hasn't it?
Oh, I love quarantunes. Let me lay down the explosives and get my ordnance ready.
Good. With Joe Biden and Drake and Seth Meyers all having repeat COVID cases, that inspired this parody record.
Yeah. But they didn't do anything.
It's dumb.
That's right.
So they're dumb guys. They're dumb guys
they're
that
dumb.
Said the vaccines don't work. So that's so they pander with their shitty little music. They pander to the idiots that don't realize they didn't do anything. Hey, they'll like that, won't they, Bubba? Yeah, they will, Phil.
So, Mike, instead of Crimson
Make America
and,
Great Again, duh.
Instead of Crimson and Clover, it was Over and Over. They get the okay. But this
By
is
the way,
one. This
my
is,
wife got rebound COVID.
Yeah.
Joe Biden got rebound COVID. People get rebound COVID. You know what my
Drake,
wife didn't get?
What?
A trip to the hospital.
That's
and
right.
She's not showing signs of long COVID.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, idiots.
I had perfect sense of taste when I ate that taffy. I could name every flavor.
Yeah, so could your colon.
Yeah, you know what I hated later, though, was the sense of smell. However, Mike, there's a singer named Lori Curry who did a song that I think you're going to like. You know this Leonard Cohen song, Hallelujah? Beautiful song.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
She changed the lyrics, and I think you're going to enjoy this quite a bit.
Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you and I will kill you.
It's, this is taken.
It's over mic'd, so it's hard for me to.
It's taken. What's she doing? It's the movie Taken. It's a famous line. I have a unique set of skills.
It's okay. Play it again. Okay. I didn't get it. You play it again. All right, let's listen.
That make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of.
The hell is that?
What was that?
My connection. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and now really loud. Hello?
Okay. All right.
Oscar, no are you there?
I'm back.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so that's what happens when Liam Neeson is sung.
I missed it. You didn't say Taken at the beginning, did you?
No.
He said, guess what it is.
Yeah, I thought you would pick it up.
I could. It was hard for me to hear because I'm old.
Understood. Oh, no, it's not. It's that. It's also. She was so clever that she couldn't cleverly mic it. I agree. She is badly mic'd.
Yeah, because when you're doing that and you whisper and you go, all right, well, I'll give you an example of it right now, okay?
Billie Eilish.
Yeah, Billie Eilish, exactly.
Let me see if I have Billie Eilish.
Oh, you have the Billie Eilish record? The
song? I think I have it. It's still, my mic's very loud. Hold on just a second. I don't know. I'll find it. I put things in different spots. So I don't have it. I suck.
No, thank you're fine. You. Mike, congratulations.
Here we go.
Oh, good.
Hold on.
You got it.
When you mic yourself too much, when you put your mic too close to your mouth, and sorry.
Excellent. Oh, this is sad, Billie Eilish.
Operating audio boards when your microphone's turned up too loud. Sometimes when you want to be heard, but your microphone's turned up too much. It really sucks. All right, I'm done.
Okay. Mike, I know that you are no longer on the Red Sox bandwagon, so I feel...
Don't categorize that way. That is not true.
He's a true
I will
fan.
Always be.
All right.
I will always be a fan. I just do not follow them as closely, and they've had a sucky season, so it's kind of frustrating. But
Big Juan
know,
Soto news today.
Yeah. You know, I think he hit a home run last night, and Robert was at that game.
Going to the Padres.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Oh,
okay. I think Robert saw his last home run as a National.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. I didn't know
at least
know he was
the Yankees
the,
and Red Sox didn't get him. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Yankees, Aaron Judge, Mike, hit his 43rd home run last night.
Unbelievable season for Aaron Judge.
12 home runs in 14 games. He's on track for 60 home runs this year.
The pitch swung on and hit in the air to left center field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Chase for 60. I'm telling you guys.
I mean, it's amazing. It's not that easy to hit home runs.
Duh.
That was a Judge blast to left center. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
I like that play-by-play guy.
Yeah, but he says it's not easy to hit.
I know, but he's just that. He sounds like old school. He's had about six Budweisers before Aaron Judge comes up there.
That guy, is that like the regular radio guy for the Yankees?
I think that's the Yankees radio call, yeah.
But it's like, listen to the guy and tell me if you don't think maybe he's had like a shot of fireball in between innings.
Into the air to left center field. That ball is high.
Almost like Harry Carey.
It's
Jesus
not that
Christ,
easy to hit
you look
run.
At that ball. Not easy to hit home runs.
Hey, Harry, is it easy to hit a home run?
Not in your life. It's easier to pass taffy than hit a home run, for Christ's sake.
You big taffy guy, Harry?
I love it. I can't get enough of this stuff, but I'm on the ball all night long. And Dutchie has to come in with a set of towels.
The good towels?
Good towels. Yeah, I ruined them. She had to bring a tablecloth in last week. Dutchie. Look at that ball get out of Yankee Stadium.
It's not easy to hit a home run.
That's fantastic. Hey, we got to proceed, Rob.
Okay, very good. Let's close with this. Newscasters are such followers that they all do the same stories all the time. And when they talked about how some person in the Midwest won, they finally won Mega Millions, they talk about what you would have better odds of doing than winning the lottery.
Thank you.
Here's the lottery winner danger montage.
The odds of winning were astronomical, one in 303 million.
According to some experts, you are nearly three times more likely to be killed by a vending machine related accident.
You're more likely to be hit by a meteorite.
You have better odds of being struck by lightning.
You are more likely to be killed by a swarm of bees or hornets.
You had a better chance of having a toilet related injury, whatever that means.
I had a toilet-related injury last night.
You did, absolutely.
I didn't win a cent.
There it goes. Look at that ball travel out of the stadium. All right, you bunch of effers.
It's not easy to eat a half pound of Zuro's taffy.
Good stuff. Sit on that bowl all night long. We got to get out of here. Oscar will return from Boston tomorrow with Rob Spiewak. I'll be here as well. And we'll have a brand new show for you, Aaron Judge. How's about you? There you go. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, we're going over to T's Corner and listen to some Pony Boy Tales. We'll be back tomorrow. So long, everybody.
How's about you?
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Marabona Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
It's in the hole!